Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's it. The 2024 NFL Draft is over. It is a wrap. And if you tuned into this channel over the past 3 days to check out the draft content, thank you all. Every eye, every ear, every like, every comment. We absolutely dominated the fantasy space. Best stream in the space, and it wouldn't have been possible without you all. So make sure if you're new, if you checked it out for the first time, y'all already know what we're about. So make sure you like, comment, subscribe for all the dope stuff that we put out, fantasy football related, NFL draft related, rookie prospects, and best ball, Underdog Fantasy. That's right. Make sure if you're new to Underdog Fantasy, you sign up using that promo code ALLGAS. Using that code, you get 4 free entries if you deposit $100 to the brand new BBM5 tournament that will launch tomorrow. Check out the prizes. $1.5 million if you take down the tournament. If you finish inside the top 100, that's $11,000 guaranteed to you. And if you finish in the top 529, you get all your entry fee back if you max entered, almost a $4,000 prize for you for finishing inside the top 529. I advanced 36 of 152 teams of 150 teams last year. Myself and Scott Connor are going to be diving deep into the strategy of BBM5 and how to take down this tournament. So make sure you use promo code ALLGAS. Get those 4 free entries into this tournament by depositing $100 into a new account. But we've got to get into the class. We got to talk about these 2025 prospects. Let's get into it right now, baby. Okay, let's get it. The 2025 NFL draft process has already started for me. I'm looking ahead. What does the class possess? Where are the strengths of the class? Is it in the running backs? Is it the wide receivers, the quarterbacks, the tight ends? Again, the more you know about upcoming classes, the better you could position your dynasty team for short and long-term success. And I'm going to just say, coming out of 2024, we all knew what the strength of that class was. The wide receiver position was loaded. We knew the weak position was the running back spot, and we had some damn good wide receivers, and we had some damn good quarterbacks at the top with Caleb Williams, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, as well as Jaden Daniels. When you're looking ahead to 2025, a quick overview of this class, quarterback position, a little uncertain today, but I believe that by the time we get to the draft process next year, we will be talking about it as a very, very loaded group. Running backs, absolutely stacked. I'm here to tell you right now, the RB6-7 in 2025 would have probably been the RB1 by a long shot, by a country mile here in 2024. Receivers, high-end receivers, very good. Back-end receivers, not as good as 2024. And the tight end position is always a mess until it isn't. So let's start this thing off talking about the quarterbacks. That's what everybody wants to know. How does this quarterback class stack up against this current year's quarterback class? And we're going to kick it off talking about Notre Dame quarterback, the transfer from Duke, Riley Leonard. Riley Leonard is going to be an interesting prospect. He was thought to be a player who could have entered into 2024, decided to take his talents to Notre Dame, stay in school for another season. He got injured early this year, stands at 6'4", 212 pounds, threw for 1,100 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 3 interceptions this past season. Again, injured during the year, but if you look back at his 2022 season at Duke, 63% completion percentage, almost 3,000 passing yards, 20 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. But what Riley Leonard can bring to the table is the use of his legs. 699 rushing yards in 2022 and 13 touchdowns on the ground his first season, 352 yards on the ground and 4 TDs. So Riley Leonard has a very, very good shot to position himself to be one of the better quarterbacks in 2025. We'll see how that new-look Notre Dame team operates under Riley Leonard's leadership. Now, another quarterback that we will be paying attention to here in 2025 is Ole Miss signal caller Jackson Dart. The once USC Trojan transferred to Ole Miss. He's played his ball there the past 2 years and has gotten better every single year since that true freshman season at USC. In his first year at Ole Miss, he threw for 29-74, 20 touchdowns and 11 interceptions, while rushing for 614 yards and one touchdown. This past season at Ole Miss, he threw for a total of 3,364 yards, 23 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, up that completion percentage from 62% to 65%, and still added 391 yards on the ground and 8 touchdowns. Jackson Dart, big season on tap for him this year, projected to be one of the better quarterbacks in the SEC. I don't know where he's going to shake out right now for me in the ranks. Ain't really no ranks at this point in time. We're just identifying the players who could position themselves to be top 3, top 5 in the class next year. Jackson Dart is absolutely one of those players at the quarterback position that we can see rise up and be a first round pick in 2025. Connor Wigman out of Texas A&M is another player that a lot of people are excited about. Now, he did lose his star pass catcher, Evan Stewart, who transferred to Oregon. We'll talk about Evan Stewart here in a little bit, but this is a player who looks and resembles a prototypical passer. Connor was a highly touted prospect coming out of high school. In this past year at Texas A&M, he threw for 979 yards, 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, with almost a 69% completion percentage number behind his name. There's a lot of changes at Texas A&M, a lot of things that he's going to have to work his way through. SEC is no joke, but this is another one of those quarterbacks that we have to have on our radar to see how things transition and play out in 2024. Now, Cameron Ward is a fan favorite of a lot of people out there. Started his career at University of Incarnate Word, transfers to Washington State, and then has since transferred to the University of Miami. Standing at 6'2", 223 pounds, threw for almost 4,000 passing yards this past year, 25 touchdowns, and only 7 interceptions. You saw the completion percentage up by a tick for Cam Ward this year at 66%. Doesn't give you a lot on the ground. Not what you're going to be called a dynamic rusher by any stretch of the imagination. In my opinion, long shot for Cam Ward to really work his way into being a top-tier prospect in 2025. It's got a lot of work to do. It's been 3 stops for Cam Ward. Hopefully things are a little bit better in Miami, but I'd be remiss if I didn't mention his name. Another player that we have to keep on the radar and take very seriously is new Ohio State quarterback Will Howard. And I know a lot of people out there are like, who the hell is this guy? Will Howard stands 6'5", 242 pounds, and this past season at Kansas State threw for 2,600 yards, 24 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions, while adding 351 yards and 9 touchdowns on the ground. Transfers to Ohio State, and we're excited about freshman Jeremiah Smith. We're excited about Emeka Egbuka and that dynamic rushing attack. Ohio State should be one of the best teams in college football. And you can't laugh at Will Howard. If he's going to be the starting quarterback for a Buckeyes team who's projected to be one of the best, if not the best team in college football, the numbers, the visibility, the conference, the competition will all be there for Will Howard, standing with prototypical size, mobility. He's going to be a quarterback that's going to be on the radar of a lot of NFL teams. Therefore, we must pay attention to Will Howard going into this 2024 season. And the final quarterback I want to talk about before I sort of get into my big three, big four, is Texas quarterback Quinn Ewers. And I know a lot of people are saying, whoa, not in your big three, not in your big four, not right now. Quinn Ewers played damn good ball last year 4 times. 69% completion percentage, 3,400 yards, 22 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Not going to bring you anything on the ground. He is a traditional pocket passer, still very young. In the University of Texas, they got a loaded squad this year. If Quinn can clean up some of the decision making, show some more ability to push the ball vertically downfield and make those tight window throws, there's no doubt you're going to be talking about him as a top 10 pick in the NFL draft. But when I'm looking ahead for fantasy football, I just believe there are a couple of other quarterbacks in this class that possess a little more talent, a little more upside, and I am personally a little more in on right now than Texas signal caller Quinn Ewers. But there is a lot of potential. They should be one of the best teams in the country this year. Quinn Ewers, an amazing opportunity for him to improve his draft stock here in 2024. Now, let me get into my sort of big three going into the 2024 season. And we'll start this thing out with Alabama quarterback Jalen Milroe. And I want to start this off by saying, you talk about an athletic kid. Jalen Milroe is just that. And he's got a hose of an arm as well. Milroe can kind of do a little bit of everything. Fits that mold of the new age dual threat quarterback. 6'2", 220 pounds. This young man is rocked up. You can tell he did not skip the weight room. Got jerked around this past season a little bit at Alabama, but once they finally settled in on him as the guy, hey, he's the reason why they made it all the way to the college football playoffs. 2,800 yards, 23 touchdowns, and 6 interceptions. Also gave you 531 yards on the ground rushing. Jalen Milroe is a dynamic talent, but there's a lot of things he's got to clean up. Consistency, accuracy, making the easy throws, but playing at Alabama, you got the head coach change with Kalen DeBoer coming from Washington. Big opportunity for Milroe to put his stamp in the SEC and put his stamp on the 2025 NFL draft. One of my favorite players in the class and the one that is in strong contention to be QB1 in 2025 is Colorado quarterback Shedeur Sanders. And I honestly have no clue why so many people are out for this man to fail. It feels like the hate is from pillar to post. I don't know if it's because he's flashy, if it's because he talks a lot. I like that type of shit, and that has nothing to do with his play on the field. Sure, there's some things that Shedeur needs to clean up, but he is going to be one of the best quarterbacks in college football. Hell, he was already that coming in to this 2025 season. Shedeur Sanders, 89.2 PFF passing grade, was 7th best amongst Division I quarterbacks in the 2023 season, and he did not put the ball in dangerous situations as he only had a 1.6% turnover-worthy play rate, which was 4th best amongst quarterbacks in the country, and he loved to push the ball downfield with 23 big-time throws, which was also top 20 in the country. Now, Shedeur has got to clean up the sacks that he took this past season because he did get touched up behind the line quite a bit. But when you're talking about a team that did not boast a lot when Deion Sanders transferred in over there, this young man was doing it all for the Colorado Buffaloes. Again, 89.2 rating according to PFF. Sanders went out there this past season at 6'2", 215 pounds, and threw for 3,200 yards, 27 touchdowns, and only 3 interceptions. This is his third straight 3,000-yard passing season. He ain't going to give you much on the ground. Negative 77 yards, most of those referenced by the sacks, but he does have pocket mobility, and that's what I'm looking for out of the quarterback position. Downfield accuracy is there for Shedeur Sanders. The confidence is there. Give me all the Shedeur Sanders I can have in 2025, but no, he is not the top-rated quarterback for me going into this season. He's right there. Got him at number 2. He's going to push for strong contention to be the top guy in 2025, but I've got to go to the SEC, and we've got to take a look at Georgia starting quarterback Carson Beck, who is my QB1 coming into the 2025 season. Beck this past season, 3,941 passing yards, 24 touchdowns, only 6 interceptions, QBR of 86, which was 5th in college football. And the good thing about Beck is he is a mobile quarterback. Nobody that you're going to consider a dual threat passer, but he's got pocket mobility. And if you force him to scramble on the move, he can make plays. He is a monster at 6'4", 225 pounds. This young man's got the arm strength to layer the ball at all quadrants of the field. He's playing in the most dominant conference in college football in the SEC, and he should have a monster season here in 2025. My early leader to be the number one pick in the 2025 NFL draft and QB1 for us in fantasy football, Carson Beck out of Georgia. Now, there was one guy I didn't talk about that I just want to throw out there as a sneaky dark horse candidate to be QB1 in this class. And I ain't going all the way to say he's overtaking Carson Beck. He's better than Shedeur Sanders. None of that. But LSU's got a cat named Garrett Nussmeier. And I'm just going to say, he started against Wisconsin when Jaden Daniels didn't play. You see some of the clips right here from the spring game from LSU. Nussmeier throwing to Kyron Lacy. But all reports out of Baton Rouge is he is next up. In his first start in relief of Jaden Daniels, he came in and threw for 395 yards against Wisconsin in that game. with 3 touchdowns and 1 interception. He had to come in versus Georgia last year in the SEC championship game in relief of Daniels. They lost that game 50-30, but he threw for 294 and 2 touchdowns versus that Georgia Bulldogs defense. Garrett Nussmeier, again, one of my dark horse candidates to emerge out of nowhere and end up positioning himself as one of the best quarterbacks in the country and potentially even the number one quarterback off of the board when it's all said and done. The arm strength, the confidence, and he's going to have the playmakers and the weaponry to get it done this fall. Not going out on a limb right now to say he's QB 1, 2, or 3, but keep Garrett Nussmeier on the radar. This young man can sling it. He's in a good system. He knows the system, and he's already produced and performed well in his one start this past year in relief of Jaden Daniels. When you're talking about diving deep and looking ahead, Garrett Nussmeier, one of my favorite sleeper quarterbacks to really hit the ground running and show people that he can be a top pick in the 2025 NFL Draft.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now let's turn our attention to the pass catchers, both the tight ends and the wide receivers, and the prospects that we currently have identified right now for the 2025 class. Not nearly as strong as what we had in 2024, but that does not mean we don't have some damn good talents, especially at the top of this class. And I've got 5, maybe 6 players I'm going to talk about that we need to have on our radars and I believe are going to be high-level talents when the NFL draft rolls around here in 2025. And let's just start this thing off with LSU wide receiver Kyren Lacy. This is a player that if you watch the Tigers this year, he popped on tape alongside Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers. Kyren Lacy, 6'2", 215 pounds. You see him on tape, the size, the athleticism, the speed is all there. 30 receptions, 558 yards, and 7 touchdowns for the now senior Baton Rouge Tiger. Kyren Lacy in this offense is going to be incredible. They've got a quarterback that we'll talk about in a little bit that's going to help get him the numbers, get him the ball, and Kyren Lacy has got the talent. He's got the skill set. He's playing on a team that just put 2 wide receivers inside the top 25 of the 2024 NFL Draft. I expect Kyren Lacy to do his damn thing this fall and position himself to be a top 50 pick in the 2025 NFL Draft. Another wide receiver that is a fan favorite of a lot of people out there, and he is dope as hell. Oregon wide receiver Evan Stewart. You see him right here in a Texas A&M uniform. He transfers to Oregon to go play with Dylan Gabriel, who should also put up monster numbers in that Oregon offense with Dan Lanning. But Evan Stewart, standing at 6', 175 pounds this past season, 38 receptions, 514 yards, 4 touchdowns. It was a down season. True freshman year, he had 53 for 649 and 2 touchdowns. He had to get out of there. Evan Stewart is a flashy downfield speedster, big play threat. The agility is off the chains. And playing with Dylan Gabriel and Tez Johnson up there in Eugene, Oregon, I expect Evan Stewart to do the damn thing this fall and firmly have himself as a top 32 pick in the 25 NFL draft. Evan Stewart is a stud. But let's get to my top 3 guys in 2025. Somebody from a familiar school, just had a guy go real early in the draft. Yeah, we're going right back to Ohio State, talking about Emeka Egbuka. Emeka Egbuka, one of the best wide receivers in the country in 2022, put up 74 for 1151 and 10 touchdowns. This past season at Ohio State, quarterback position was kind of in flux. You had Kyle McCord, Devin Brown, trying to figure out what was going on there. 515 yards on 41 receptions, battled some injuries here in 2023, but make no mistake about it, this was projected to be a top pick in the NFL draft right alongside Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, Romo Odunze, Emeka Egbuka healthy with Will Howard, Jeremiah Smith on the other side, and that dynamic rushing attack that we'll talk about in a little bit will have his name on the first round of the NFL draft when it's all said and done. Really like the skill set, the physicality, the toughness of this player. Emeka Egbuka right back at the top of the draft boards for the wide receivers in the 2025 class. Now let's get to the top 2 guys. And these 2, in my opinion, they are the cream of the crop of this class. if I had to kind of compare him to what they model like or what they would look like compared to somebody from 2024, it would be like Rome Odunze and Malik Nabers. I'm not saying that that is what these guys are, but that's sort of their play style when you look at their body type and their archetype. But in my opinion, these are the top two wide receivers in the country. Pick which one you want at one, pick which one you want at two. They're both going to smash this fall, and they're both going to be top 15 picks in the NFL draft. Let's talk about Missouri wide receiver Luther Burden, who is an absolute dog. This would be the Malik Nabers kind of role right here. At 5'11", 208 pounds this past year, 86 receptions, 1,212 yards, and 9 touchdowns. Also toted the rock out of the backfield 7 times for 31 yards. There's no other way for me to say it, but he's got that damn dog in him. Luther Burden is a problem. He's a nightmare. He's shifty. He's physical. He can do it behind the line of scrimmage in the short and intermediate game, and he can take the top off of defense with those 9 routes, those deep digs, those overs, those posts. I mean, he's just an incredible freaking talent. 5-star kid playing in the SEC, doing it week in, week out. He can high point the ball. He has everything that you're looking for in today's wide receiver one, dynamic playmaker, downfield threat, aggressive. Luther Burden, one of my favorite players in the 2025 class and one of the best damn receivers in college football. He will be a top pick in the NFL draft, and he will be one of the players that we are selecting early in our fantasy football rookie draft. Luther Burden, a damn dog. One of the best players in college football for the 2025 year, but he's got some competition because Tetuaora McMillan, the big 6'5". 215-pounder from Arizona playing with his college, his high school quarterback, Noah Fifita, is going to crush this fall at Arizona. And McMillan has been a damn problem since he stepped foot on the field as a true freshman in 2022. He only had 39 receptions that year, but put up 702 yards and 8 touchdowns in this past season, sharing the field with Jacob Cowing, who was just selected by the San Francisco 49ers. McMillan put up 90 receptions for 1,402 yards, averaging 15.6 a reception and 10 touchdowns. Tetuaora McMillan is a monster. He's got that dog personality. You see him here with a tunnel screen at 6'5". I mean, it is like if Drake London had yak ability. One-handed catches all over the place. This young man, when I say dog, he is a damn dog. This is the player for me right now who would project going into the 2025 draft as the wide receiver one. He's that good. Paired up with his high school quarterback for another season, I expect he and Noah Fifita to wreak hell and havoc in college football here in 2025. McMillan, Burden, Egbuka, Evan Stewart, and Kyren Lacy. 5 of my favorite wide receivers going into 25 class. But we got a bonus guy to talk about. We got a bonus player to talk about, and if he declares as a wide receiver, you better bet your bottom dollar, your last dollar, that he will be a first-round pick. I don't know what he's going to play, but we got to talk about Travis Hunter out of Colorado. He could, if he wanted to, play some wide receiver at the next level. I still think that he is best settled and best positioned to play cornerback at the next level, but I keep hearing that he wants to play wide receiver. This past season at wide receiver, lining up at that position, he had a grand total of 59 receptions, 702 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Listen, he is just a playmaker. You're watching the highlights right here. Does he declare as a receiver? If so, he's probably going to be a top 5 guy. If he plays corner, he may be CB1 off the board. Travis Hunter is a stud. We had to talk about him, not including him inside of the top 5 yet. But if he declares as a receiver, he's going to be a top 5 player at the position in 2025. Now, the tight end position, I don't like messing with it a lot early on, but there are 3 players that play tight end that I think are realistic options to be highly touted or highly drafted prospects. Georgia's Oscar Delp, and if we're in on Carson Beck, then you've got to be in on a pass catcher for Georgia as well. Oscar Delp taking over for Brock Bowers, 5-star kid. Very good. Limited production. It's tight end position in college, but he is one of the guys that should position himself to be one of the better tight ends in 2025, as well as Iowa tight end Luke Lachey, who got hurt this year. Iowa, they do it every year. death taxes and let me draft an Iowa tight end. Luke Lachey is going to be one of those guys. And Colston Loveland out of Michigan right now, my highest rated tight end. Loveland was actually pretty productive this past season for Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines. And you don't see a lot of production out of collegiate tight ends, but he had 45 for 649 and 4 TDs, standing at 6'5", 245 pounds. Colston Loveland right now would be tight end one for me off of the board if we had to predict, and mock out right now. But that's a position that's always in flux until it ain't. Three good prospects. We'll see how it shakes out through the course of the season. Let's move on to those running backs. Now, folks, this is where it's at. I mean, this is where this class shines. Coming out of 2024, in my opinion, it's Jonathan Brooks. And then, quite frankly, I really don't give a damn which running back you want to rank as two through infinity from 2024. It's Jonathan Brooks to Carolina. Hell, have Jalen Wright, Blake Corum, James Conner's backup, whatever you want. But here in 2025, the strength of this class is the running back position. We're going to talk about 10, 11 names, and I can almost guarantee you the RB6 or 7 from this 25 class would have been RB1 here in 2024. We got a lot of players to talk about. Let's go to the Pac-12 and talk about Jaden Ott, who plays at the University of Cal. Ott, 6 foot, 200 pound. Rising junior. This past year, he rushed for 1,305 yards, scoring 12 touchdowns. But where his game really shines is in the receiving game. Freshman season, 46 receptions, 321 yards. This past year, along with the 1,300 yards Ott put up on the ground, he had 26 catches for 196 and 2 touchdowns. It's almost following up a 1,000-yard freshman campaign. Jaden Ott is speed, special, fast. This young man can freaking go get it. Going to be one of the better running backs in college football in 2024 and should be a nice day two, day three pick in the NFL draft in 2025. But we don't just stop there because we got to talk about a player that a lot of people thought may even declare for the 2024 class. But Devin Neal took his talents back to Lawrence, Kansas, standing at 5'11", 210 pounds, back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons for Devin Neal, back-to-back seasons averaging over 6 yards a carry, 16 touchdowns on the ground, and he gave us 25 receptions for 217 yards. Devin Neal would have been one of the best running backs in this class, took his talents back for a loaded 2025 class, and he's going to be one of the better running backs in college football this year. Devin Neal, have the name on your radar. Now, we just got big news that this big Oregon State running back, Damian Martinez, is taking his talents to MIAO to play with Cameron Ward down there at Miami. This rising junior from Lewisville, Texas, is 6 foot, 230-plus pounds. He ran for 982 yards as a true freshman, over 6 yards a rep, 7 touchdowns. This past season, he only got like 30 more carries, but he gave us 1,185 yards and 9 touchdowns. Doesn't do much in the receiving game. Therein lies the problem with Damian Martinez. Hopefully, he can improve that reception profile and put his name as one of the best running backs in the country here in 2025. Now, Jonah Coleman played at Arizona, and I believe he transferred to the University of Washington, but he is a thumper. If you have not watched Jonah Coleman play, 5'9", 225 damn pounds from Stockton, California, 128 carries for 871 yards, averaging 6.8 a rip and 5 freaking touchdowns. Despite that, his size, his build, he still caught 25 balls for 283 with 1 touchdown. I'm going to tell you right now, he is a freight train that people don't want anything to deal with when they see him coming. Jonah Coleman is a player that a lot of people may not know about now, but as we progress through the 24 college football season, people will know the name. People will remember the name Jonah Coleman. Now, let's get into a couple of other running backs. Again, not my top-rated guys, but some players that are going to be firmly on the radar for people as their top five running backs in this class. And let's start out with North Carolina's Omarion Hampton. Again, 6 foot, 220 pounds, 1,500 yards on the ground this year with 15 touchdowns, and he gave you 29 damn receptions for 222 yards and a touchdown. You see him right here, size, and the speed to pull away from defensive backs. So Omarion Hampton going to be one of the best running backs in the country this year and position himself to be a top five back overall in this class. Then we go back to Michigan. We saw Blake Corum just get drafted by the LA Rams in the third round. They got another running back, Donovan Edwards. Speed, versatility. You see him right here in the national championship game, putting it in another gear. this young man can absolutely fly. If you give him a crease, he's going to take it the distance. Is he a featured back at the next level? Not sure, but I mean, he's got the size to maybe be able to do it, standing at 6'1", 200 pounds. Hey, Donovan Edwards can go. Donovan Edwards can play. Penn State's got two other cats that can do it too. We always hear about Nicholas Singleton, but Catron Allen, I'm talking about this young man, 5'11", 221 pounds, 172 carries, 902 yards, and 6 touchdowns this past season, and he had 14 receptions for 81 yards. Playing next to a freak in Nicholas Singleton, do not sleep on Penn State running back Catron Allen. They should boast one of the best 1-2 combos in the country with he and the aforementioned Nicholas Singleton. This is going to be a dynamic backfield. These two running backs, both of them over 215, 220 pounds, they just fit today's NFL. When you're looking for that grinder, for that pounder, for that bruiser, Catron Allen and his running mate, Nicholas Singleton here, who brings a little more juice, in my opinion, than Allen to the table. Now, he was outproduced by Allen this year. Singleton standing 6'2", 224 pounds, 171 carries for 752 yards and 8 touchdowns. He added 26 receptions for 308, and you see the versatility. They even let him return kicks, and he did not disappoint for the Nittany Lions. This is a player that everybody had pegged as the locked and loaded RB1 in the 2025 class when he came out of high school as the number one running back in the country. Since then, I think a couple of other people have positioned themselves to, I don't want to say overtake Nicholas Singleton, but at least put their name in the same conversation as Singleton as the top back. Now, we all know Penn State's history of putting out dope backs, and I'm talking long before Saquon Barkley. Any Kajana Carter truthers out there? Anybody remember the name Kajana Carter, Miles Sanders, Saquon Barkley, Nicholas Singleton, Catron Allen, trying to follow in those similar footsteps? He's an incredible talent, incredible running back, and should be viewed by all as a top five running back heading into this 2024 college football season, and as a top five running back for Dynasty Fantasy Football rookie drafts when we're looking at the running back position for the 2025 class. Nicholas Singleton's combination of size, speed, the pedigree that the Penn State Nittany Lions have been able to produce, the athleticism, you see these big chunk plays, and again, 220 pounds, Nicholas Singleton going to be in contention for RB1, no doubt, in 2025. Now, there's a little-known player that you need to take notice of. He is dynamic. He may be the player that I enjoy watching on film the most right now. Plays out at Boise State, and I'm talking about Ashton Jeanty. This young man is dynamic. 220 carries, 1,347 yards and 14 TDs, averaging 6.1 a pop, 5'9", 210 pounds. This is following up an 821-yard freshman season. He had 43 receptions for 569 yards and 5 touchdowns this season. You are talking about a true three-down threat, a player that's got the speed, the power, the agility, the quickness, and you see this home run hitting ability to take it the damn distance any play he gets the ball. You just don't know who he is. You've got to pay attention to everything, and Ashton Jeanty can go get it. 5'9", all right, he measures in at 5'8", 211 pounds, 210 pounds. That is fine. Marshawn Lloyd-type skill set right here, but even better, even more dynamic, even more speed. Ashton Jeanty, if you don't know the name, write it down, take a picture, put him on your radar. He's going to be one of the top running backs in the country, and right now he is top five in the 2025 class for the running back position for me. Now let's get to sort of the big three, the big four, however you want to categorize these guys, big three, however you want to categorize them for me. And let's start off with Ohio State, who's going to have the best backfield in the country. And let's not forget about Trevion Henderson. And I know he's battled some injuries the past couple of seasons, 926 yards last year, 11 touchdowns on 19 receptions. Hendo, 5'10", 212 pounds. This young man can do it all. Receiving profile, rushing between the tackles. I mean, he has all the makeup and the talent of being a first-round talent at the running back position. Now, he's going to share the field this year with transfer Quinshon Judkins that we'll talk about next. It's just going to be a glorious team. Igbuka, this player, Trevion Henderson, Quinshon Judkins, you got Jeremiah Smith, Will Howard. I just don't know how the Ohio State Buckeyes fail in 2024. And if they have all these weapons and Travion Henderson is motivated and healthy, he is going to position himself to be RB1 in 2025. And we talked about his running mate. Yeah, the SEC transfer, Quinshon Judkins, who is going to play in the same backfield as Travion Henderson. And this just seems unfair. 5'11", 210 pounds, back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons, is a true freshman. 1567, 16 touchdowns, 15 receptions, 132 yards, and a touchdown in this past season. 271 carries for 1,158 yards, and 15 TDs, added 22 receptions for 149 yards and another two. Quinshon Judkins, it's hard to argue him as anything other than RB1 in 2025. Know a lot of people talk about Jenty. They'll talk about Singleton. They'll talk about the player that I'm going to discuss next. But for my money right now, Quinshon Judkins, probably the best running back in the country, playing on one of the best teams in the country. I don't know how they fail, and I have no clue how the hell you stop. He and Travion Anderson and Jeremiah Smith and Emeka Egbuka, it's going to be crazy in Columbus, Ohio this fall. And Quinshon will be one of the players that we are discussing as the RB1 in 2025. Now, the final running back we're going to discuss is the running back that won the Doak Walker Award for the best running back in college football this past season. He's one of my favorite players in this draft class. And if I had to challenge somebody for RB1 with Judkins, it would be this player from Oklahoma State. I'm talking about Ollie Gordon, 6'1", 211 pounds from Fort Worth, Texas. In his true sophomore season, this young man went hog wild. 285 carries for 1,732 yards. And despite the fact that they loaded him up with almost 300 rush attempts, he still averaged over 6 yards a pop, scored 21 touchdowns. And nah, he just ain't no bruiser that runs it up the middle. 39 receptions for 330 yards, averaging 8.5 a catch and one touchdown. Anytime you watch these Oklahoma State Cowboys play, there was no doubt about it. The more they fed Ollie Gordon, the less and less defensive backs, linebackers, and defensive players wanted to deal with him. He runs with an attitude. He's got the size, the physicality, the footwork, the elusiveness to handle that touch load. And a lot of people say he lacks elite speed. I don't care, because when your footwork is this good, I don't see him get caught from behind often. Look at this right here, right through the middle of the hole, boom, 211 pounds. Being able to do stuff like this and hit max acceleration at an instance, this young man can go get it, and he should put up dumb numbers this fall. When you're talking about this running back class with Ollie Gordon, Quinshon Judkins, Travion Henderson, Ashton Jeanty, Nicholas Singleton, Catron Allen, Omarion Hampton, Donovan Edwards, I mean, all of those guys would be RB1 here this past season in 2024. Ollie Gordon is dope. Ollie Gordon is a stud. This running back class in 2025, folks, is LOADED loaded. Ollie Gordon is a stud. 25 class, I'm telling you right now, it's going to be good. And let me tell you why you don't need to worry about people saying the 2025 class is bad. Let me tell you who most NFL draft experts, fantasy football prognosticators, who they didn't have in the first round of the 2024 NFL draft going into this past season. Malik Nabers, Romo Odunze, Jaden Daniels. Nobody had those guys as first-round picks. Very rarely did you see Malik Nabers or Romo Odunze inside the top 15 or even the first round in the NFL draft. Nobody had J.J. McCarthy as a first-round pick in 2024, and all of those things came to pass. Bo Nix as well. So as we sit back today and we think about the class, don't listen to none of that bullshit about it not being good, not being great. We do this every single year, and every single year, players emerge from the ashes to be the top-rated pick. Now, but that's it. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate you tapping into every single thing that we do. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. I got film breakdowns with some of the rookies and their landing spots and how they can potentially be used and featured in those landing spots. So make sure you subscribe, turn on the alerts and all that good stuff. And if you were with us through the draft, we gave away thousands of dollars worth of prizes, but the giveaways do not stop there. My new solo show, Hot Takes and Trending Topics, just myself talking about football, any other sports, just whatever's happening in the sports world today. All you have to do is go to Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts, subscribe to the podcast feed, rate, and review. And every single week on the Wake Up with Ray G show, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, myself and Jay Rich will be giving out a box. We'll be giving out a box to somebody who is rated and reviewed inside that box. Got a Destination Debbie hat we'll give away and ship off every single week for free. So thank you for being here. Enjoy. See y'all soon. I'm out. Peace.